Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for This Week in YouTube is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
This is This Week in YouTube, episode 22, recorded September 16th, 2013. Dating site for YouTubers. This episode of This Week in YouTube is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. With over 1 million high-quality video clips, Shutterstock helps you take your creative projects to the next level. For 25% off new accounts, go to Shutterstock.com and use offer code TWIYT9. And by ProXBN. ProXBN is a virtual private network that allows you to use the internet the way it should be, anonymous and unfiltered. For 20% off new accounts, go to proxbn.com/twit and use code TWIYT. Hello and welcome to This Week in YouTube. I'm Chad Johnson. As always, we have the great, the wonderful, the all-seeing Lamar Wilson.
Hello there.
How's it going?
I'm being English today with my mug.
Ooh la la.
Yes.
Did you talk to Charlie So Cool Like on how to make that tea? How to make some
English tea? This is imported specialty water.
Ooh. Magical.
Awesome. Yes, and by imported, I mean from the zero water pitcher.
It's been imported from my kitchen to the living room where I'm now consuming it.
Exactly. Yes. How you doing, Chad?
I'm doing great. This is a show that will teach you, the YouTube creator, everything you want to know about the past YouTube news, about tips, tricks, where this whole industry is going, this social video site. We kind of cover other things other than just YouTube.
I think so.
It's more for creators, you and me, making videos and publishing them to the internet. I'm recovered from my sickness. How are you doing over on your end?
I mean, it's been a long weekend.
Yes.
And I still have the scratchy throat, and I need to take some drastic measures for that. I don't know if I need to, more juices and berries, or I need to have... What is that stuff that you... Your mom used to make you rub on your neck.
Vicks vapor rub?
Yeah, I think I have some of that. I may need to put some at night. Maybe not this week though, because I.
Has it been a while since you've done the Vicks thing?
It's been years.
Yeah, because I remember. I think the last time that I used it, I was like, you know what? I think the last time I used this, I was a kid, and now that I'm a man, I think that I can go all out. And I'd like put it like on my nose, and like it was too much Vicks. I went a little. I OD'd on Vicks.
It's very strong.
Nah, not pretty. Well, last week we talked about the biggest notable video that hit the internet in a long time.
Oh boy, yeah.
Many people talking about how this is going to be as large as Gangnam Style.
We already forgot about Gangnam Style.
Right. I already forgot. I was like that one video with the dancing in it. I can't even remember that.
Yeah.
Well, it seems that old media. I was going to say old YouTubers, but this is like seriously only a few
classic YouTubers.
Versus the new sort of
kid poppy.
Fresh out the block. Tay Zonday has come up with a cover of What Does the Fox Say? It is great.
I made him do this, by the way.
Yeah, you did. You were the one that was like, this needs to happen.
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak.
This is happening.
Cow goes moo,
yes.
Frog goes croak.
Just wait till it gets to the chorus.
Goes toot, duck say quirk.
I like how he says quirk. And you can even see, like, sort of technical information about what he's doing. He has, like waveforms up in the corner.
He's so technical. Okay, here it comes.
What does the fox say? What does the fox say?
His face. And you suggested he does this, like, for a little bit, like a minute. Not
yeah,
the
I told
whole
him, I told him no more than a minute. He does the whole song.
The whole thing.
I did not think he was going to pull it off. He did it in 24 hours.
He even does. He even does auto tune. Like it gets so, and like the that last little part is like, where is your sound? Where are you hiding? By the way,
you do that voice very well.
I've had practice. I've been annoying every friend that has added me onto Skype or Google Plus or what have you. Whenever we're in a Google or whenever we're in a video call, I just start randomly singing this song. It's been
okay. So that's why I have not been in a video call with you.
Yeah, it's been an issue for most of my friends, old friends.
And, now this is from it's from Sweden.
Yeah, Norway.
Yeah,
I thought they were Norwegian.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Now I heard that like this song is like really embarrassing them and distracting them. Like they're really irritated with it. And
there's
in
national news about this song and how it's exploding on the world stage. And they're just like, really, Norway, really out of everyone.
You better be glad we're talking about you, Norway.
Norway.
I don't even know where Norway is. It's Norway. Nowhere I can find it.
The American Geographical Society has not taught us enough.
Geographical?
I was just trying to make it sound really stupid. I think I succeeded. Geographical Society.
You did a great job.
So anyway, Tay Zonday came up with a great cover.
It just came out today. It's gonna blow up. It has to.
So let me know your thoughts about this. Do you think that this is sort of a new trend or?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's always been a trend to like remake songs. I mean, going back from, I think the biggest remakes were kind of like Rebecca Black when she, you know, came on. A couple of my friends like kind of made their careers based off that. But yeah, this is, I knew this was going to be covered well. But yeah, I think this is an ongoing trend. I don't want it to stop. I don't want a band like this to say, oh no, you know, we need to take this down because you didn't pay for the rights to sing it. It's ridiculous. It's bringing people right back to the original. We're going to talk about licensing a little bit later today, but like I'm hoping more, creators who make fun things like this just kind of let it happen, let it roll.
It seems like now there's a new angle on viral videos and success of recreation. Because now everyone has, like, even if it wasn't Tay Zonday making this, everyone has a camera phone. Everyone has some way to capture their joy and their love for something that's gone super viral and share it to their friends, post, and that's the other thing, is I say just post on Facebook, but you could even, you know, it doesn't matter what the platform is, you're sharing it with your close relatives, your inner circle.
You remember the what was it, Purple Rain, what the little kid was dancing to, you know, one of the Prince, it wasn't Purple Rain, but a Prince song, and it was that whole controversy. Prince took down the little kid dancing, which is like, come on, it was just a mother sharing a joy with her, you know, about her kid enjoying a song. So I just hate for that stuff to come back. It looks like they're relaxing. They're letting people make these covers and have fun with it.
It's almost a different generation. I mean, of thought because of how prevalent sharing is in everyone's life now. When you make this and put it on the internet, there's almost an idea from the beginning that if it becomes big, other people are going to share it and remake it and kind of go crazy with it.
So there is one thing that I need to happen with this song, because from day one when I heard this, I was like, I know they're going to do it. We need Fox News to do this. It's like, what does Fox News say? It needs to happen.
They
right?
need Fox and Friends like early in the morning.
Yeah, Fox, they do.
To reenact.
I mean, don't watch Fox News, but it's almost
me
perfect.
And maybe they've even done it and we didn't even know.
Yeah, because I don't watch.
No, I don't watch. Yeah. But yes, what does Fox News say?
What does Fox? Fox, we're giving you gold here.
What the Fox says.
Because obviously Fox watches this show.
Yes. So. I'll get Clayton Morris on the phone right after the.
He's part of the Twit Network.
Call him up. Yeah, exactly.
Get Clayton on.
Oh, man. So anyway, for the rest of the episode, we got some great stuff we're going to talk about. We're going to talk a little bit about a cross-promotion social network. You know, we'll find out later. We're going to talk a lot about licensing, and then I have my YouTube tip for you near the end of the show. But before that, I have to thank one of our wonderful sponsors for this episode, Shutterstock. Shutterstock is probably the perfect sponsor for this week in YouTube. If you are creating a video or any sort of social, exciting, new creative product, and you need stock video clips, Shutterstock is the place to go. Shutterstock has you covered with over 1 million high-quality stock video clips. These could be 2D, 3D animated, motion graphics. Shutterstock sources these from around the world, and they put them at your fingertips. And the way that you find these is awesome. It has sophisticated search tools where you can drill down by category, resolution. Maybe there's a contributor that you like. You can focus on contributor and more. Try Shutterstock today, and you can sign up for a free account with no credit card needed. Just start an account. You can create, look for stuff for your next project, find some inspiration, and save videos you like into your clip box. Once you decide to purchase, use offer code TWIYT9, and new accounts will receive 25% off any package. That is Shutterstock.com. And for 25% new accounts, off new accounts, you can use offer code TWIYT9. And we thank Shutterstock for their support of this week in YouTube.
Let's talk about some of these cross promotion features. Now, what happened last week? Well, YouTube got rid of the video responses as we know them, or as we knew them, I should say. And they did promise, hey, we're going to come out with some cool stuff that's going to replace it. And this didn't do it, but it's a nice feature. This is called this is the cross-promotion feature, basically, where let's say, well, matter of fact, we'll use this show. So this show is on a different channel, right? You know, TWIYT. So on my channel, what I did is I went to make a playlist, and I copied the playlist link from your channel or our channel here, put it there. And so now, as you can see there, it has a logo. And it says This Week in YouTube. And now I don't have to make a playlist anymore because the show will do it. And now it's, you know, then people can like hover over it and subscribe to it instantly if they want to.
This is a
really cool feature because if you have multiple channels, like someone like iJustine was a perfect example that you just looked at. You know, she has four active channels that she's running right now.
Yeah.
What a perfect way to put them in and get people to subscribe to them.
Yeah, same thing with me. And I used the other highlight channels. So now not only on your sidebar can you have your featured channel list, but you can highlight other channels. So I did that with OMG Craft, which is another show that I do here on Twit, with This Week in YouTube. And all of this is living on my personal YouTube account.
That's awesome.
And then I do have the same thing that you did with This Week in YouTube and then OMG Craft episodes as two different playlists.
So now do you see, I saw this ahead of time just because I'm brilliant, but don't you see why they called it one channel now? Like if you kind of have to look at the big picture. This, they wanted one destination for people to go for all your content. And that's what I keep telling people, you know, don't necessarily need extra channels, but if you have them, push people to one place.
Yeah, I mean, and this definitely doesn't help with the video response issue, but give us a lot more control of, and, you know, I could do this with a friend. Maybe it's a gang of five people that all have different channels, that all make content together.
I think the Minecraft community or any gaming community, really, that you can highlight other people's channels who are in your clan. Are there Minecraft clans?
Basically,
I'm just making stuff up now.
Yeah, but no, truly, there's Mindcrack is a huge it's a group of, gosh, I think like 12 people now, and yeah, they have their own server and they're always making videos together. They're all part of sort of one team that make videos. Absolutely.
See, so this was perfect for them.
Yes.
And they can highlight each other's channels, each other's playlist.
Yes.
And it's a good way to cross promote. So like there's no loss here. I don't see this as being a big deal. Now the complaints that are in the comments, of course, is like, this doesn't replace video response. Well, no, I think in my opinion, they're not going to have anything to replace it. They just said that. I think it's gone.
Yeah, no. I think that's going to be a project that they worked on and then didn't have any more resources to work on it anymore.
Yep. Welcome to Google.
Absolutely. So I'm doing this. It's very easy to enact. If you head on over to your page when you're logged in, which I can do to show it off.
I'm gonna add this show to the feature channels because that's one thing I didn't do. That's really cool.
Yeah. So yeah. And it looks really nice. You get the user logo and stuff. All you have to do is hit add selection. When you're here, you can either choose a single playlist, and now when you're in the single playlist area, you can choose to enter by URL, which allows you to add any user's playlist. or you can go God, there's one more thing that you could do.
The channels.
Yeah, how do I do the channels? Oh, here we are. Channels. Yes, there we are. And then you click channels, and when you click add channel, you get a whole bunch that you can. It's kind of a really interesting way that you enter in the URL, and then it pops down into the way below, and you can title it up here.
So, you know what this could be good for? I mean, we have a number of fans, whether of this show or of our personal channels, who may want to promote us this way. Or promote other YouTubers and say they can put their highlighted channels or
it's like your top friends on MySpace is like these are the people that inspire me to continue making videos or this could be used in really creative ways. It does give a really nice amount of control to help promote other people. Cool. So next, the TubeFilter did an article on how YouTubers can find ways to collaborate with other partners. With now channel pages service, which is a third party service to sort of connect, which
that really YouTube should be doing,
right? And it immediately was just like, this is brilliant because as a YouTube creator, connecting with other, like knowing if another person is even open to the idea of a collaboration, or maybe finding someone who I don't have a personal contact with, but there's some sort of algorithmically way there's a way that it would find out that we kind of make similar content and match us up. I mean, that would be
there are networks
perfect.
That do that, but this is like, you know, if you don't have a network or you know, there's some networks who don't do it very well, this is perfect.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, this is through FanBridge. Am I right?
FanBridge. Yeah. FanBridge.com.
Right.
I know like, I've heard iJustine uses. I'm name dropping certain people because it's a legitimate service,
right?
That she uses, and I think they have even email lists built into this if you go through the paid option. The article made, you know, if you make your page, this actually can be like a dating service.
How this is working. Like you sign up and then.
You create your page. Right. You say, hi, my name is Chad.
I'm Chad.
I have red hair.
I do Minecraft videos and like long walks on the beach with my camera.
Please collab with me.
Right.
God, please.
Yes.
Yeah. And then maybe people who are searching up Minecraft, you might come up.
Inmail them like an OkCupid. Like,
That's the part I don't know. This is so new. I'm hoping that like there is some kind of algorithm where there. Somebody will type in Minecraft, or they'll type in black guy, and then I will come up. Well, not under the Minecraft part, under the black guy.
Yeah.
Part. Yeah.
That would be pretty controversial if there's a race drop down.
Right.
I only want to collaborate with other
red-haired
with folks.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there a ginger drop down? Because
it has to be a ginger.
Yeah. Well, that's how. So
you're an artificial ginger.
I am an artificial ginger. I'm a ginger lookalike, and right now it's looking very pink. So I don't even know what I am anymore. What do you think? Do you think that this is it a fad, or do you think this is going to become something bigger?
I think it becomes something good. I mean, FanBridge is very popular. They're YouTube certified, which I have no idea what that means. Yeah, I guess YouTube allows them to probably plug into their API for some of these things.
When I signed I signed up with the normal authentication. Like, I was looking for that, like some weird authentication thing.
Maybe if you dig a little deeper into some of their premium services.
It had a badge that I hadn't seen yet. It said to manage, I forget what the exact wording was. But it did seem like it may be asking for a little bit more. Or maybe that's sort of some good marketing on their part. YouTube certified.
You know, dude, it's hard because, like, I'd rather YouTube offer stuff. I don't like dealing with third parties because, you know, if this third party just fails or their business model collapses, then, you know, all the stuff that you've thrown in there,
You know, but the same thing can be said, for Twitter or building a Facebook page, right? Or a Google Plus page. I mean, those things can go away.
Yeah, the one thing that I was worried right off the bat was when I went to go sign up and just check it out was it costs. There is no free option. I'm in a 30-day trial at the moment.
That's what they meant by free in the article then. Okay.
Yes. Well, I mean, maybe this service is something else. It didn't seem...
So these are yearly fees. These aren't bad.
It's not bad for a yearly fee, but just a paywall will turn away tons of users.
And maybe that'll build up more quality. I'm trying to be devil's advocate here. It's like, you know, maybe the paywall kind of keeps the spammers out or think, you know, people who are nefarious.
But the headline caught me immediately. Yes, I want to go and I want to collaborate. I want to find other people to collaborate with and also take long walks on the beach with. Talk about Minecraft just a tiny bit.
There has to be a girl out there that wants to talk Minecraft with you on the beach.
Exactly. Can we please make videos together? great. So next up. Tell me a little bit. Well, this is a story about Content Match. The YouTube Content Match, which if you are not a creator, you may not know exists. If you are a creator, you've heard a lot about it are scared by it. Basically, it's the system that will scan through YouTube videos, try to find copyrighted content or content that someone else owns, and then pull down your video or do a few different actions. Maybe it just places ads next to your video.
Don't we know that well?
Oh, yes. Here at This Week in YouTube, this has
happened. From the beginning.
Yes.
Multiple to the first six episodes, I think, which is
absolutely
ridiculous. Go ahead, finish. I'm sorry.
Well, it would just, I was ready to just say, Pando Daily wrote up an article about something that is new, something that may be able to replace Content Match. It is using a new service, but basically Pando Daily is like, please, Google, like, buy this service. Called what was it? License ID?
Yeah, License ID. It's very interesting because Content ID identifies the song, and then it could say, "Hey, you're using our song, take it down." But what it doesn't do, it doesn't scan the description to see, "Oh, hey, Lamar actually knows this artist and got permission to use it." It doesn't address the license,
right?
Because if I got an email from Bieber and says, "Hey, you can use my song," and I put that in the description like I'm supposed to, you know, Content ID doesn't address that.
And we've even seen this from within internal systems.
Oh, yeah.
Of like Fox's own network will get pulled down because an affiliate news station did something. But then Fox, the big brother network, you know, took it down.
Take it down, not realizing.
When obviously Fox has a license to Fox content, you know. Mm-hmm. This seems exciting that either through metadata, through checking the description, through maybe even some sort of license that is or an agreed upon term, sort of like Creative Commons, where as long as you have this license, like maybe they have a specific license number that you have to have, like a secret license number, and as long as you can provide that, then you know that you have the license for this content.
Yeah. Yeah, they gave an example for like a brand like Volkswagen who may have access to a song for 18 months. They can put as many ads as they want, but it's a specific license and Content ID wouldn't even know about that. Yes. So they're not trying to get rid of Content ID. They're trying to enhance it so that we don't have these problems. I mean, I don't do music personally, but I have a ton of friends who do music and, you know, Tezande being one of them. And they run into these problems all the time. You know, if the artist wants to monetize, fine. But it just don't take the video down. I mean, there's a lot of hard work there. They're not stealing your music and saying, hey, buy it from me and I'll make the profit. That's not what it's about. And Content ID is just too harsh.
Right.
So I think this will require more smarter computers to be able to really go through and see what the real deal is with the license. But I'm looking forward to something like this because it's getting worse. You think it'll be getting better and YouTube is actually getting worse with the Content ID.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Anything to lessen this. It's a tyranny. I mean, it's a tyranny of Content Match that's going on right now. And anything to help solve that problem would be super duper helpful.
Yeah. So someone asked in the chat, didn't they used to put an ad on your video for the album? Yes, they still do that, but they also
have the option to take it down. And there's been new agreements, like different networks have brand new agreements. YouTube made a brand new agreement with different music labels. So all those past things are kind of thrown out and we have to start over from scratch. And so it's frustrating, and we need a universal system. Even if it's me doing comedy and I put a clip in from a video because I'm reporting, I have every right to do that as a reporter. But Content ID, we're like, I don't care who you are, we're taking this down. So it needs to be fixed.
Yeah, absolutely. And really quickly, someone mentioned in the chat room, so I want to touch on it, about Grand Theft Auto. I do video game Let's Plays and stuff. And there was an article, I'm actually just now trying to find it back on Polygon, about whether or not, here we go, outlines its video uploading policies before the launch of Grand Theft Auto. And it mentions that there are specific things that it is hoping to not have uploaded, like fully unedited cutscenes. But there is specific wording for things like Let's Play videos are fine, which is kind of what a lot of the YouTubers...
Because Let's Play is when you're talking over
Let's Play video. is like showing your experience of... basically the verbiage came from let's play a game together. And that's what it is. So if you want to, you can check out that Polygon article.
That's really good.
Yeah. Okay, so now it is time to thank our second sponsor for this episode, ProXBN. ProXBN is a virtual private network that allows you to mask the data going from your computer out into the internet. Basically, think of it as a secure tunnel, a reinforced armor tunnel that all your data passes back and forth through. And then this has other benefits because what you're doing is sending your data out through their servers, and their servers are located all over the world, in the US, UK, Asia, and more, which makes your internet truly region-free. If you don't get those annoying, this video is not available in your country messages, because then you just switch the country that the server is in, and once again, the internet is how it should be. This will also protect you against people looking in on the data that you're sending back and forth. This can protect you against your own ISPs, so that you don't have to deal with, say, the six strikes rule, or when you're on a public open Wi-Fi, or on a corporate Wi-Fi, or a corporate network. So that is what ProXBN can do. It will also work on your mobile devices. Right now, there is a new Android app on Google Play, which allows you to use OpenVPN if you want to use that on your Android device. And it'll also work with your iOS device as well. So head on over to proxbn.com/twit, and you can learn more. There's some more information on that page, and you can also sign up. Normal premium accounts cost $9.95 a month or $74.95 for an entire year, but we've got a special offer for you. Use the offer code TWIYT and receive 20% off the lifetime of your account. That's less than $5 a month for a yearly plan. And of course, if you're not satisfied, you can cancel within 7 days for a full refund. So head on over to proxbn.com/twit, learn more. If you sign up, use the offer code TWIYT. And we thank ProXBN for their support of This Week in YouTube.
Chad.
Me. I got a chat. I got a tip for you.
I heard you have a good tip that I didn't even know about. So
I do.
Take it away,
I do. So what I'm going to do is something that we have all had the problem with YouTube. You're browsing. You've kind of gotten in deep into the YouTube browsing experience. You've clicked through to other people's profiles. So let me just open up a few here. And suddenly you have multiple tabs across all across your browser with a whole bunch of different videos in it. Well, YouTube has
babies
now...
Babies are easier to take...
Whoa, stop talking. YouTube has now enacted something which actually helps solve that issue. So let's say that I start playing this video, but I happen to be in another tab. I'm checking my email. I'm in somewhere else. And you turn up my volume, and what do you hear?
And
some lady talking. Home, that's not what I want. Which video? Which tab now has my video? This is like a cup and game on figuring out which tab has the YouTube video. Well, YouTube has enacted a nice little feature. It'll change the header bar so that there's a little play icon on the tab that is playing the video.
Well,
that is
you.
The culprit.
Mr. Detective.
Exactly. Yeah, so now you there. Can hunt down that tab, stop playing that video.
Can we keep it on this tab for a while?
This is kind of a nice tab. I'm not going to lie.
We can just...
And she's a liar, so... I don't know about that. Anyway, this is a quick tip to help you pin down which tab. And someone says in chat room, and it's true, this isn't new. They announced this a few months back, but we didn't mention it to anyone. And unless if you are watching the Google changelog for features like this, I just wanted to bring it to your attention. Yeah, this was I think, back in August.
Yeah, even if it's not new, I didn't know about it. So
yeah, I asked you about it in the pre-show, and it was news. So, anyway, that's how you can quickly spot which tab is playing those YouTube videos, those pesky YouTube videos.
It's funny because I go back to Tay. Like whenever I'm at his house, the man literally has about 50 tabs open in like 3 different browsers each.
Everyone browses like, differently, and that's what I'll do. Is because I'll start a video halfway through. Need to go get something to drink, pause it, get up, see something interesting, open up a new tab, but keep the previous tab open, and then move on and move on and move on. And then suddenly I have like 30 YouTube tabs, and they all look the same because they're all from YouTube. And so like you'd think, oh yeah, you should find the one that says YouTube favicon on it. But no, because they all have the YouTube favicon because I'm in YouTube all the time.
All right. Good tip, man. Thank you.
Cool.
So Chad, since you're still talking, what have you worked on in last week?
Week, it's funny. I have completely redone. So I'm going to get a little bit meta and inside baseball. I've completely redone my own schedule. We've talked about it before on how important it is for you to be consistent with your uploads and with your videos.
You said that.
For me, the past month or two, I have been super inconsistent. So last week, I kind of decided, you know what? Let's throw it all to the wind. I'm done. Like this week, I'm not going to try to catch up anymore. Moving forward, let's just be awesome. And if you look at my calendar, I have scheduled absolutely everything
to
do in the day.
If you have go to the bathroom at 3 p.m., I'm out.
The thing that I did forget is to eat food. I don't have that on the calendar. But I do have stuff like sleeping and stuff. So you can see my insanity. With that said, in the future, there should be some great YouTube videos. Last week, the only thing that I was able to get up was an extra Let's Play of Papers, Please, the dystopian game about paper pushing that everyone looks forward to every week.
See, I started this and then I got distracted by something and never went back to it. So
nah, I
apologize about
that. I think I have one more episode in the can and I don't know if I'm going to go back to it because literally near the end of while I'm playing, it's a job. You're just sitting there like checking insurance papers and approve or disapprove, like it's literally a job at some point. Like
I don't want a real job.
It feels like the real job paper pushing game.
Oh boy.
So I probably have one more episode in me and then that's it for the papers,
okay.
Please.
Very good.
But going forward, you should get absolutely everything. What have you actually have been making videos. So what have you been up to this last week?
Yeah, it's interesting you talked about schedule because I have for the longest been anti-schedule because I could never stay on one long enough to make it. Then, but I've decided that this weekend I worked on it really hard this weekend and last week to say okay, I've got to make it consistent because you know people are not getting the videos in their subscribe box. But if they knew when I was coming out with videos, then there's a higher percentage that they would just go to my channel. So I was trying to come up with if I did Monday, Wednesday, Friday, how would I kind of theme those? And what's funny is that the answer was in my theme song the whole time. And so I have like Mondays are like my like videos, you know, different tech and things that I like. Mm-hmm. Likes, Wednesdays are how to's.
Nice. And
Fridays, random vids. So fun. It's literally in my song. and when I wrote it, I didn't think that should be what I do. And well, it's literally perfect.
Let me go look at my my channel because I think that I have something very similar. Like I have like let me look real fast. Minecraft gamer vlogger. It needs to be switched. It needs to be gamer Minecraft vlogger. And then it would be real because it's, I have other video, Minecraft on Wednesday, and then vlog on Friday.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So I thought about it. It's like, this is, the answer has been there
been
from
there
for months. For months, and I never saw it. I'm such an idiot. So I'm gonna try that because I have some other projects. I just got approved for this other thing that I'm doing. I can't tell you all about it yet. But, you know, that'll take up some of my time. So I think Monday, Wednesday, Friday is reasonable. I don't want to make the audience, you know, you don't want to overdo it on YouTube for the audience. You don't give them too much content.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. I need you all to, like, if you see me getting off my schedule, stay on me.
Cool.
I need that from you.
How much, and quickly, how much content is too much content? Not know?
You'll know
when you get it. Get there?
Yeah, I mean, Chris Prillo does 2 videos a day. I personally think that's too much, but he balances out because one is a daily vlog, one is a regular either tech or geeky thing, and he's done it long enough where it works. I don't know if that'll work for me on the same channel.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's as much as your audience can handle.
Yeah,
you can. No, if you, some people can do 7 days a week on their main channel, and the audience loves it.
Yeah,
I've done it for some. You know, for some weeks at a time. And I think people just get like oversaturated after a while.
Yeah. Cause it's funny. Cause looking at, not on my subscriptions page, but just on the what to watch, I can see Generic B, who I love, has uploaded 3 videos in the past day. And that's normal for him.
Yeah. See, gamers can get away with that. You all can put 3 to 5 videos in a day and people are like, okay. And they'll watch them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I try to pull that and they'd be like, no, that's too, you know, like, that's whoa. Too much. It's too much crazy black guy.
Too much Lamar.
Bring it back.
Okay, so that's a little bit on schedule. What have you been up to this last week?
Apple stuff. Yeah, my last 2 videos last week were about Apple, and my Wednesday video will probably be about Apple. I mean, iOS 7 is dropping Wednesday, and then Friday will probably be my journey to an Apple or T-Mobile store to pick it up, and so yeah. I mean, it's the season for when that's going to happen. So if you don't like Apple, then you probably don't want to watch YouTube for the next week because it's going to happen.
Sounds good.
Most tech channels. So, yeah.
Sounds good.
That's awesome. What I'm doing.
Well, that is about it for us here at This Week in YouTube. Of course, you can check out our personal YouTube pages at, for me, youtube.com/omgchad, and for Lamar, youtube.com/LamarWilson. And if you would like to subscribe to this show and get all of the future episodes that we make, or check out all of the past ones all the way back to episode 0, you can go to youtube.com/TWIYT.
Hey, that's me.
Hey, there you are. Oh, there I am.
Hey, there you are.
Oh, my gosh. So go ahead and head on over there. And if you want to check us out live, you can on Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific or 8 p.m. Eastern here at live.twit.tv. And join the chat room because it's always great to have you
there. Chat room is great.
And I try to mention you guys, of course, because you always say interesting and smart stuff, which I can never think of. And that's it for this episode. So thanks so much for watching. See you guys next time.
See ya.